Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bonnie Albers on air, your show for Saturday night, and I have my co-host, Phil Renton. He's a world-renowned medium and spirit medium. He just got back, actually, from a circle in the UK. And before I introduce him, I just want to tell you about our show and about me, of course. And I want to thank all of you for being with us this evening. We know that it is a really busy weekend for everyone. We know that you are celebrating in the United States anyway, Thanksgiving, and family, friends, and relatives, and friends can be relatives, because I think sometimes friends are just as important, just as much loved and respected as relatives. And we are all together on this weekend. It seems like we really love and adore Thanksgiving. We eat, we drink, and we're merry. Of course, be responsible. And I want to thank everybody out there for joining us on a Saturday night, and we appreciate it. We have a great show for you. Phil, just give me a second. I know you're there, babe, and I am going to introduce you. But tonight we are going to have a special show on animal totems, which I love because one of our callers yesterday had brought in an animal totem with her. So with no ado, I'm going to introduce you to myself and Phil. I'm Bonnie Albers. You can reach me at BonnieAlbers.com. It is right now in construction. You can go to the site, but I'm building another website, which will be much more friendly for you. But if you can Facebook me, I'm Bonnie Albers on Air, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, if you want my personal Facebook. And you can also reach me at B Albers, A-L-B-E-R-F, 417 at AOL.com. And if you just leave me a little note, mail at either Bonnie Albers on Air or my email, I can get to you. I will answer your questions. I'm available for counseling, for readings. I do Skype, and I also do email readings. I am a spirit medium. My expertise is in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, that I can really bring about anything, especially if you've got any loved ones you're looking for. And I love love, and I love spirit. So I am so grateful and happy for all my listeners and callers. And let me tell you, we have a world-renowned medium every week with us. His name is Phil Renton, and he is from the UK. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Bonnie. Sorry I'm a bit late.
Oh, you're not late for the callers. So we're excited that you're here. You're only late for me because I always talk to you a little bit before the show. But we gel so much, we can pick up the show anytime. So I would like you to tell the callers where they can reach you. Phil Renton is a spirit medium. He is so fabulous, and I know all the listeners and callers already know that who have talked to him. He's brought through many relatives. He's brought through messages. He teaches development, spirit development, spiritual development, and he does classes. He's doing that tonight. I think he actually went to one, and he has a website, Phil Renton, R-E-T-O-R-E-N-T-O-N, medium.com. Go and take a look at his modules. You can buy them individually, but they will teach you everything you want to know and how to be or how to know about spirituality, spiritualism, any type of spirit that you want to get into, if you want to get into dream catchers, which we did last night, anything that he teaches all about how to learn anything in metaphysics, which is really special because when I looked to learn metaphysics, I didn't have anybody to teach me. I only wish I had known Phil then. But anyway, I'm going to hand the mic over to Phil. Please tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you do. Hi, Phil.
Good evening. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, Bonnie. It's been a bit of a rush for me, but I'm glad to be here. Today I've had quite a busy day. I was in Southport in a training course. Then I had to get all the way from Southport to Rhyl, which is in North Wales. Just a tad over 2.5-hour journey. Had a charity night tonight for baby Francis. Unfortunately, his tombstone got robbed a while ago, believe it or not. It happens in, I don't know why, I don't know what, but I know that the tombstone had been robbed, and we were doing a charity night to raise funds for that, for a new tombstone. Gravestone, I should say, not tombstone, gravestone. But basically, we've done that. I took a fledgling with me called Jill Murray, who did an exceptionally good job, considering it was her first time on platform. She actually sang and danced, if you could believe.
Wow.
She gave five messages, and each one of those messages were spot on. Real good evidence from Spirit. First time she'd done platform in not an easy situation because it's not a church, but she did really, really well. I'm very, very proud of her.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear when you were right at the end, but I do want to tell her congratulations. That is just a testimonial to how you work, and I so appreciate. I do know her from Facebook, and we want to do a big shout out to her. And what a great, great honor it would be to be on and be with somebody, especially you and her, who she can learn from, and actually you can see what you know what she does. So I'm so happy that you could join us, and we're all thrilled that the experience that you have and the knowledge you have you bring to our show. So tonight I would love us to talk about, and you know you picked the subject, animal totems. You are so spot on because of the young lady that called yesterday, and you brought through a wolf for her. I think it was a wolf, wasn't it, Phil?
It was, yes, a wolf.
Yeah, and
she asked about cleansing a dream catcher, and in the communication, what I got from Spirit, I was told about she needed a new dream catcher, and the new one was to show a wolf, because the wolf was to give her decision-making powers. She was a very indecisive lady, and she had a new move coming up in the new year, and the wolf was to help her sort out making the decisions.
Wow.
And I thought it was a poignant thing to carry on from the animal totems to talk about them, which is, as I say, all part of my spiritual development course.
I love that, and I am so into animal totems. I know that everybody, I just can't even imagine anybody that doesn't love animals, or even if they don't love animals, they resonate or they know animals. I have so many stories I could tell you about animal totems, but I'm going to let you teach a little. So, and I would like to interject some things because I could also talk about animal totems, but I'd love you to continue with your module and explain to everyone listening what animal totems are, how you know what your animal totem is, how you know how to find them, and I would love you to give us an example of your animal totem or somebody that you know. So I'm handing over the mic to you, and please tell us more.
Thank you, Bonnie. Do you want me to do half the speech, then get callers in and do the other half? Is that how you want to work tonight, or do you want me to just talk through it all? Okay, do half and half.
Yeah, we have so many callers on the board, and I know they're waiting, and I'm sure they are all so anxious to talk to us. So if you could just, you know, do some of it, and we'll take some calls, and then we'll continue the rest.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll go through it, and I'll just say this is a halfway point, and then, Bonnie, that's a call for you to come in and continue on from that. Is that okay?
Yes, unless I break in and I have to say something, but I'll try to keep that to a minimum, but go ahead.
Okay. Before I start, I will describe what we politically correct. We describe in the UK Native American. That's obviously the indigenous culture that is in the United States, the Indians. Now, the term that's used is Native American. So I hope that is okay with everyone. I hope I don't upset anyone in that term, but it's a generic type term that we use in the UK. Hopefully it's the same in the US. But I'll continue on. As I say, that's the term I'm using. And I'll say that Native American totem animals. What I'm leading from is my Module 12 from the Spiritual Development course. And it's number 27, which is called Animal Totems. The Native American culture has many philosophies that are similar to that of the New Age movement. The Native American culture has a deep respect for Mother Earth and all the life forms, and acknowledges the powerful forces of all four elements. That is, earth, wind, fire, and water, seasons, and animal kingdoms. You can learn to incorporate many of the belief systems into your understanding of spiritual forces and phenomena. The culture and totems. The Native American believed that he was one with all. He felt a close association with all the kingdoms of the earth, of the humans and the animal kingdom, the vegetation kingdom and the crystal and gem kingdom. When an animal was hunted and killed for food or clothing, prayers were offered to the animal's clan as a sign of respect after the hunt. The Native American believed that their personal totem animal gave them protection and power while hunting, in battle, and on spiritual quests. To discover his totem animal or ally, the Native American would retreat to a secluded place, such as a high mountaintop. During a vision quest, he would fast from food and water and leave weapons behind. Sitting in a circle of sacred stones as his only protective barrier, he would meditate for several days. During this meditation, he would experience much spiritual and psychic phenomena, including visits from animal spirits, such as the eagle, mountain lion, snake, etc. Finally, one animal spirit would come forward as his future totem animal. Often the person would enter spiritually into the form of the animal and they experience its emotions, needs, and shape. It was felt that the warrior absorbed the power of this totem animal and its physical traits, e.g. the swiftness of a deer, the far-sightedness of the eagle, the power of the bear. In time of danger, the warrior would call upon his totem animal for its strength, willingness, or courage. Additional energy was given to the warrior if he wore about himself a talisman of this totem animal, such as a bear's tooth necklace, for strength and protection. If he had gained this in a single hand-to-hand combat with his totem animal, the animal's strength was believed to have entered him after this kill. A tribal name would also be given to the warrior who reflected his connection with his totem animal and its various abilities. E.g., in the movie Dances with Wolves, the soldier earned his name by being seen dancing and playing with the wild wolves of the prairies. Maidens of a tribe were often given names which their parents hoped would reflect their feminine aspects, e.g., white dove, gentleness, and peace. The white buffalo is a special symbol to Native American Indians, as its birth signals a renewal of native strength and cultures. It is expected to be born within the next few years. I think that's about halfway. The next subject I've got is your life animal totems. I don't know whether you want me to talk about that or to break there for half time.
I am going to take a few callers, but first I would like to say a few things. Of course. When I think about, you know, because I'm from the U.S. and you're from the U.K., I think sometimes we have cultures that are exactly the same, and it's just different wording. And I love that you brought in the American Indians, because they are absolutely to be revered. They should be, you know, we gave them land. We didn't realize how much sacred ground and how they revere the earth, wind, fire, and air, and I do myself, and how all of that meant so much to their existence. I think of totems, and, you know, I'm kind of modern, and my totems are animals that actually came to me, and I know that you feel, I'm going to ask, but I assume you feel the same way. And they don't always just have to be one, because I have had cardinals that, you know, I know my father came as a cardinal after he died. I saw a cardinal at my home, and then cardinals kept coming and coming and coming, and then they would visit my friends. I know my father came in those cardinals, and he yelled at me in those cardinals. So I know that Bonnie, they were a totem. Yes.
Bonnie, what is a cardinal? It's not a name that I know.
Oh, it's a bird, a cardinal. It's a bird.
Oh, right.
It's a red bird. So, you know, and then every time I shut my eyes, I see a lion. Now, I'm 8 signs in the house of Leo, which is a lion. At every when I meditate or when something is coming up for me, I see the face of a lion. So I know that we all don't just have one totem that comes into our life, but that totems and I'm sorry, animals can come in as totems in different forms, and different animals serve different purposes in your life. So I don't want everybody to think that, oh my goodness, somebody told me I'm a bear totem and that's what I have to be, because I really believe that it's what you resonate with, it's the animal that you mostly draw strength from, and they can change throughout your life. I don't know that your main one will change, but I know that animals come and go in your life and they mean certain things. And I have a friend who in fact she wanted me to ask you, Phil, and I'm going to ask you before I start taking callers. She had a dream about a polar bear, and she has just seen polar bears all the time. Now, you know, in the United States, you're not going to see a polar bear walking down the street. So she saw the polar bear sleeping right next to her. No, yes, but I'm not in Alaska. I'm in Florida. So, and so is she.
Sorry, I thought Alaska was part of the United States.
It is, but you know, I just think that you don't really see the big, old, beautiful, white, majestic-looking polar bears walking down the street in Florida. But I guess if I was in Alaska, I would probably think about it. But so she saw that animal totem sleeping in her bed, and it took the place of her husband, which was interesting. So I have said that polar bear must mean something, and it's coming to represent something or tell you something. So that's why I think animal totems are so cool and interesting for people, because I think that a lot of a lot of people think that your totem, somebody tells you that your totem, like I was told my birth totem was a brown flicker. Now, I really don't know what a brown flicker is. I know it's a bird, and I have looked it up. So I don't want anybody to think that I don't do my homework or that I didn't study any of this. And I really, as much as I love birds, because I'm probably, you know, my song is Free Bird, one of my songs, and I'm just kind of like that. You know, I just resonate with different things. So I do want people to know that you don't have to, just because somebody tells you your totem is something, if you don't resonate with it, you don't feel it, you read about it, and it's really just not coming to you, start meditating and ask where your animal totem is, because I know that they come in. And there's ways, I'm sure, in Phil's module, he I'm sure tells you how to find your animal totem. So I did want people to know that before I take calls. And then I'll ask you, Phil, how do you feel about that?
Well, you just preempted a couple of things I was going to say. I've got the headings that I've got left were your life animal totems, visiting or temporary totems, and a message totem. Do you want me to just read these 3 paragraphs and then
clarify
something that you said? Yeah. Okay. Your life animal totem. Your life animal totems are with you for a span of your life. For the whole span of your life. You may have only one life animal totem, or you may have several life animal totems. The life animal totem is always with us. Our life animal totem brings us lessons, gives us advice, warning, and general communication with us. Listen and you will hear. Now that's realistically like our primary spirit guide or perhaps our gatekeeper, but certainly our primary spirit guide. Now, on top of that, we've got visiting or temporary totems. Throughout your life, you will have animal totems come in and out of your life to guide you on a special path. These may stay with you for a short period of time, or maybe they may be there for an indefinite period of time, however long they are needed to help guide you. Again, this is like our life's lessons. And although we have spirit guides that come in for our life lesson, it's also allowing us to have animal totems for life's lessons. And then the final one is a message totem, similar to what you're talking about. The message totem usually appears to bring you a special message, something out of the ordinary. This is usually an omen or a warning, or sometimes to draw our attention to something we are overlooking or not facing up to. Now the next, or the last one that I was going to talk about, but when we come back, was animal totem meanings. I haven't got one for a polar bear, and I'm sure there is one for a polar bear, but I have got one for a bear. Now, obviously, there's different type of bears. So the bear could be broken down into other things, but to just a generic bear, the meaning of that bear is to awakening the power of the unconscious. So you could say that was spiritual awakening with the bear.
Wow, I think she would love that explanation, because my girlfriend, she transformed. So that just started, and I wonder if that started right when that bear came to her. I'll have to ask her, but that was just, that's a great interpretation. And I so resonate with them coming and giving us messages. Again, I'm going to take some callers, but my dad comes as a cardinal, and he didn't like birds when he lived on the earth. And because he's in spirit. And one day I had three cardinals sit on my fence, and the little one, the one in the middle, had the nose just like my father, and it started squawking at me. And the other two were sitting there just looking at me. And that bird squawked at me, went, and squawked at me. So finally I said,
Bonnie,
Daddy, yes.
Sorry to interject the. But I think, would you like to know what a cardinal means? Because I found it.
Sure. I'd love it. Yes, of course.
It means, and I've got the actual word cardinal, so I didn't know it myself, and I've obviously researched this before. It's renewed vitality through recognizing self-importance. Renewed vitality through recognizing self-importance. I think that's very
accurate. Well, yes, it is, only that I would tell you that I guess my callers and listeners would say, too, that probably I didn't have any problem feeling self-important, but I love the message, and you're right. I'm sure that is what he was telling me. I know one thing is when he came, he was very agitated because I had to go in and shut the door because he was yelling at me so much. So I want everybody to know that totems do exist. They do give you messages. And sometimes those messages are so loud and clear, and like Phil just told me what mine was. And I am going to tell you that was before I had my radio show. So you're right, Phil. I absolutely think he was telling me a message, because right afterwards, come to think of it, is when I started on the radio. So I love that message, and I'm going to take some callers and see if any of them have or want to see what finding their animal totem is. So I'm going to start, because there's some callers that have been waiting almost an hour, and I love that, and we're going to get right to you. So I'm going to take 6979. 6979, you're on. Hi.
Hi, my name is Donna. How are you?
Donna, hi. I have a very close friend named Donna. What can Phil and I love that name. What can Phil and I do for you this evening?
Thank you. Well, you said you were in relationships, and you know about relationships well, and I've been without one for 5 years, and I would like to attract a kind relationship.
What, you would like to attract a kind relationship. Is that what I
heard?
Yeah,
I would like the man to come in to be very kind, and you know, we could be good companions and travel and have a nice life together, good friends.
Oh, okay. Can I ask what you're doing to attract him?
Well, I'm on two dating sites. Mm-hmm. I don't care for that too much. I find, you know, I just don't. I think I'm better off meeting in person.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something real quick, and then I'll tell you what came in. But my girlfriend, who we were just talking about, she's going to a wedding today, and one that a daughter's getting married. They both met on one of those dating sites.
Oh my gosh!
I can tell you, I have so many. It's what you put on them. And I know that Bill is going to laugh at me and say, get that paper on your website. But my website isn't on. It teaches you how to write a profile and attract what you want. And the best way to do it is, and I'm going to tell you, you might kiss a couple toads to get your friends. That is really the only way in this day and age. And even I was talking to professionals, big, you know, professionals, doctors, lawyers, nurses, therapists, and they all say the same thing. It's really the only way to meet anybody. Now, it's what you put in your profile. I'm glad to hear that you're on too, but I will tell you that, one, you need to change your profile. Two, you need to change a picture. So the degree is, what you put in there is what you get out. So you've got to be very specific. I have a friend who is a medium, and she is on, and she swears by them. She is my co-host on Tuesday, and she will tell you that she has got so many, you know, if you write your profile right, she can pick and choose. She's gone out for coffee. I'm not going to tell you you're going to like everybody, but I am going to tell you that it teaches you a lot of things about life. One, how to date. Two, what you don't want. And three, what you want when you get it. And so I think, you know, what I'm hearing, Donna, is that you read them, but you're not interested. Is that what it's
perhaps
happening?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty picky.
That's not the way to look at it, because I've got to tell you something. I don't see you being alone. I do see it's going to take a little bit of time to meet somebody, but I am going to tell you this. If you don't get out there and you don't start meeting people, and that means you might have to take some people that you might not find that interesting, just to get your feet out there, to get your feet wet. You don't have to meet them. You don't have to have them to your place. You don't have to have them pick you up, and you don't have to have a big deal dinner or cocktails. You meet them for coffee. But what I'm hearing is, and please, I want you to try so hard, you know, to think about this, is that if you are put off and you say, well, you're picky, what, you know, the guys are thinking the same thing. So be open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be open and start accepting some of those. Because what I'm hearing from spirit is that you don't want to. And when I hear that you don't want to, that means that how are you really wanting to have a relationship? Because you could meet a stranger on the street and be the same thing as your social dating. You don't know anything about him. You don't know what he does. But the one thing about social dating you can do online is you can Skype them, which is what I encourage. After three times of talking, there is no more talking. It's either a date or a Skype.
Oh, that's good. The Skyping. I never thought of that. Yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah. And you can see each other. And the thing is, if he's not willing to Skype, then you're not willing to go out. It's that simple. Or if they don't have Skype, I mean, I don't know too many people who don't anymore, but there's a local coffee shop anywhere that you go. And even for an hour for coffee at lunch, you could do. Because I'm going to tell you, this is going to be very good for you. And I can see spirit saying that if you do, I can see three people. I could see three, you doing this three times. Once you do it three times, I think you're going to get your feet wet and you're going to actually like it. So you've got to open that heart of yours. You've got to open that mind, and you can't be picky. I don't think looks, I mean, yes, we all have to be attracted. I'm a big thing about love and romance, and one of the big things is attraction. So, no, I don't know that you're going to be attracted to somebody that you have, you know, you have this whole list. Well, I don't want this, I don't want that. But, you know, I suggest you come a little bit out of your comfort zone, because then the guys will too. I always say to people, if you're real picky, what do you think the other people are? So if you're real picky and you're not wanting to date them, they feel the same way, and then you would never date. So open yourself up. Just try it. I am going to tell you that my cousin, and this is why I tell you this, and then I'm going to stop my banter here. But my cousin, she went out with this guy. She's now married over 10 years. I remember meeting them after the second date, okay? You know what he said to me? And this is just so absolutely my mantra is, he said, you know, I never would have dated, you know, her name. I'll use, you know, she wouldn't care, Sherry. I never would have dated Sherry. I wanted a tall, blonde, bombshell, and Sherry's short, fat, and brown hair. And I don't know what made me say okay, but it's the happiest thing I've ever done. And they are still married today, Donna, and they are the cutest couple I've ever seen. He's very handsome. He's a dentist. You know, he's a professional. And I will tell you that they're one of the it couples. I love giving that information. And I could give you more and more and more and more. So please don't take that out. And if you're not dating from those sites, there's a reason. Change your profile, your picture.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to them 3 times only. Then you want to date or Skype and make sure no married men that are living with their wives because they can't afford to get a divorce, men that are living with their girlfriends, but it's only an arrangement. You want to take all that off the picture, and you want to put that in your profile.
Yeah.
So will you please call me? I see you are not going to be alone, but what Spirit's telling me is you got to open up.
Okay.
Okay? Well,
yeah.
Call us back and let us know how you do, and you can always email me. Again, please, anything that you know, if you want to ask me a question or you go out on a couple dates and you're not sure, call me back, Donna. I'll remember your name, and we will we'll answer everything. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Okay. I know, Phil, you hear me say that, and I so want to get this on my website. Diana!
Yes.
She is my assistant, and she's getting my website, you know, up and ready to go. But that, if you will just remind me as my partner and co-host, that needs to be done because I just so believe in it. I'm going to take the next caller, which is 1416.
Hi.
Hi.
This is very interesting. I love the American Indian, everything about them, and their reverence to Mother Nature and Gaia, and just the wind and the sun and the stars and just understanding the unity of life. I would love to know, I think that our totems change, right, as we keep going through our life experiences and our life lessons, and because they can come to us and whatever. But I work with the fairy kingdom a lot and Mother Nature totally with what I do and with what I share with other people, from eating it to seeing it to speaking to it. So anything you want to share with me, I'll be happy to love to listen what you're picking up.
Well, I'm going to hand this over to Phil, but I do want you to ask your name so we have a name reference.
My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. It is such a nice pleasure to have you. I love the fairies. My daughter's a fairy, and I love fairies. If you looked at my website, I think I have Tinkerbell on my website. So I'm going to hand you over to Phil because this is a great question for him.
Okay.
Good morning, good evening, Eileen.
Hi, Phil.
Are you well?
Very well.
Are you well? Thank
you.
Good. You talk about your animal totems, so I take it you already know what animal totems you have. The moment?
No, I just feel probably something with the ocean. But I don't really know. I don't know. I think I could be any of them, the horses. I could be the birds. I could be, I don't know. I probably all of them. I think there's a whole group of them around me.
No, I could understand that. But I would say that at least you have something around you at the present moment. There's an animal that you seem to be drawn to, as in you see it quite often. Any idea what that is? One particular animal above all others.
Well, does it have a relationship to where I live? It could be, I don't know, the birds, maybe.
It's something to do with you. When I take it you meditate, Eileen.
I'm an artist, so I'm always meditating.
Okay, so there's a particular animal that you see quite a lot in your meditations, I'm being told. Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there is. Well,
nothing's coming.
Okay, when I say about your animal, what resonates with you? If you were to choose a wild animal as a pet, forget about whether they're angry or whether they're dangerous or anything like that. Forget about whether they're in the ocean or whatever. If I was to say to you, which animal would you choose as a pet, first and foremost?
A
the
monkey.
First thing that comes into your mind.
No,
a monkey.
I think a horse. A horse.
Which one? Monkey or a horse?
Well, a monkey makes me laugh, and a horse gives me my freedom.
Okay. That's right. That's fine. A horse is to travel, power, and freedom. Now, let me see if I can find the monkey. Can't see the monkey, strangely enough. I'd say I have a list of them here. I didn't get a chance to go through this complete list.
I'd say a horse. A horse is what's been in my destiny for some time now.
Okay. It certainly seems to be... No, I haven't got... Strangely enough, I haven't put the monkey in there, which is unusual, because I would have thought I'd put it in. There is a website called animaltotems.com.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you put that name in, you can find a specific animal totem that
really
relates to you. Yes.
Oh,
and
I believe
after reading
them all.
I believe it's you can do a search on it. So if you talk about a horse, it's not just a horse. You can have a horse that's a certain color, like a chestnut or piebald, because the color of the animal can also relate to a certain thing or certain. It's a bit different to bears. If you have black bears, then they mean this. If you have grizzly bears, it means that. Polar bears, it means this. Those sorts of breakdowns, those sorts of individual items are broken down into more definitive and more acute things. Now, the reason why I had to ask you, the reason why I had to ask you about your particular one is because it wasn't as clear-cut to me what your animal was. And it wasn't what you were saying, it was what Spirit was telling me.
What's Spirit telling you?
Well, I feel that you can be quite indecisive sometimes. And that you, how can I put it? You want to be all things to all people, rather than to be, I'm only this or I'm only that. Is that right?
All things to all people, or rather than being a what to... Well, I can't understand that word you said.
Rather than being decisive or one particular thing. I feel as though you don't like to be labeled or to have a label put on you. Is that right?
That part's true, yeah, because I'm a free spirit and I can make anything I want happen on this planet.
That's
when people
brilliant.
Put me into a box, I have to break the box all the time and show them that don't do that to me.
That's brilliant.
I prove them wrong.
And Eileen, I won't go against that. What I'm also seeing with you saying that, and it might be something you could look into, is I've also got a unicorn with you.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Yes, that's it.
Right.
I was going to say a white horse, and then the unicorn came in. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say a white stallion.
Yeah. Makes
sense. And that's very much about your purity of heart and spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote
and again,
that.
I'm not giving you this because of what you're telling me. I'm giving you this because this is what Spirit is telling me.
I appreciate that, Spirit.
It's a very spiritual animal, but so is the horse. The horse is again about power. It's about movement and it's about freedom. Now, that's, if you think about it, a unicorn is a horse, but I believe, and it's my belief, unicorn is an amalgamation of a horse and a dragon. It's not just a horse.
Oh, my
horse
God.
I love that.
That's really
it's not
good.
Not just a horse.
No.
I don't know what the point is called on a unicorn. You have to forgive me for that.
Well, I would call it a horn.
It,
it's a horn. It's some kind of horn.
Yes. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's coming out of the third eye, you see.
Yes.
So it tells it speaks the truth and it sees the truth and it tells the truth. Yes.
But that actual horn, as you describe, I believe there is a name for it, and a unicorn. I don't think it's called a horn as such.
Okay.
And maybe someone might be able to tell me that and email me that. But
okay.
It's just that I'm not getting it. Spirit weren't telling you it was a horn. They were saying, you'll have to find it, which is them saying, I'm not going to give it to you now. Look and find, seek and search.
I will find
and
it.
That
and can
seems
I
to be.
Phil,
yeah?
I wrote a children's book. It's called The Message of the White Unicorn. I wrote that in 1980.
Ah! How cool is that?
I want to republish it because the guy who published it, he didn't do it any justice at all. And the guy, I don't even know if he's on the planet or if he, everything fell apart. He doesn't answer his phone calls. He doesn't do anything like that. And I've been traveling on cruise ships for the past 2 months, and now I'm going away again for another 2 months teaching art.
Good.
So all
yes.
of this is lining up with this, you
yes.
know, the passion that I have and the speaking the truth and hearing the truth and seeing the truth and, yeah, the whiteness. Because wherever I've lived, I've always had white horses.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Travel, power, and freedom. Actually,
yeah.
That's what the horse signifies. Travel, power, and freedom. The
yeah.
power to control your own destiny. The power to make your own life. The
yes.
travel, well, you say on cruise ships, the freedom, again, free to be able to choose, to pick, to want to do something and actually do it. As I say, again, that white unicorn, you know, I could give you 100 different colored unicorns, but I gave you a white unicorn and I gave you a stallion.
Yes.
And that is important as well because... Forgive me if I'm saying this, but you're looking for your stallion as well.
You mean from within myself or from outside of myself?
You're looking for the man of your dreams.
Totally. You're absolutely
yep.
100,000% correct.
Okay. And he has to be not just spiritual, but spiritual on another level.
Yes.
Is
and
that right?
I know. Yes. And I. Yes. He has to love Creator as much as I do and know without fear everything is perfect in divine order and that the service that we came here to do on the planet is to help others come to that awareness. Yes.
That is true. Yes. But he has to be of strong character.
Totally.
He has to be of strong commitment as well. Now, I'm not saying that he has to be a new world, but I am talking about he has got to be pure of heart and spirit and soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Am I right in saying that you're looking for your twin flame?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. So it's not a... you're not looking for your soulmate. You're looking for your twin flame.
Totally.
Right?
Oh,
can I tell
that.
You in 2014, you will find him.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you. Yes, I know. I feel him. I'm preparing my life. I've been preparing my life for this reconnection, this re-meeting, this rekindling. And that's why I just live day by day and listen to what Spirit guides me to do and all this wonderful stuff that's happening. I know.
What will happen? And it's... Sorry, Bonnie, I'm just getting the flash of a vision.
No,
it's,
talk.
It's
no, talk. I'm just,
yeah.
talk. I'm just happy for her.
The,
no, please. Talk.
What they're saying to me is the two of you will bump into each other on land.
Okay.
It's not going to happen on the cruise ship.
Okay.
And it's not going to happen of any consequence. It's like you two of you are looking up in the air or looking at the ground or looking at somewhere else, and you bump into each other and you knock each other over because I see that two of you walking, next minute, bump. Then two of you are on the floor, you're about to get up and start, should we say, being angry and swearing and shouting at each other, even though you'd say you wouldn't. But when it happens, it's what that happened there.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a case of you're going to look into each other's eyes and go, oh, hello, how are you?
Okay.
So remember I've said this, that you will bump into each other, be angry for a split second, and then your anger will just dissipate when you see him. And he'll do the same with you. I don't see you holding anything. I don't see you carrying anything, either one of you. So I see you both dressed in casual clothing, but it will be that accidental meeting.
Do you think it's where I live now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can see it on a pavement.
Okay.
I can see that there's a big store in the background, so it's like you're crossing over the car park area. And you're either looking into the air because there's a bird or there's a plane or something, or you're totally distracted, and two of you are looking at something at the same time, and you walk into each other. And that's what they're showing me. It's as magical, as simple, as weird as you can possibly have. And it will be so instantaneous. Yeah, it will be so instantaneous, the two of you won't be able to keep your hands off each other.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you for that. Yes.
No problem at all.
Do you see it around March or April or later in the year?
Can you take a birthday or an anniversary on the 6th of June?
I have a birthday at the end of June.
Okay. No, I've got the 6th of June.
June 6th.
Very specific. Yeah, June 6th.
All right.
Bonnie already knows why I'm saying June 6th, but can you take a date, an anniversary or something on the 6th of June?
I have 5th of June I have as my mom's birthday.
Oh, well, 5th of June, one day out. Oh, can I allow one day? Ooh.
I think
we could allow that, couldn't we? You know, I'd like to be 100% of the time.
Can I just ask you one thing?
Eileen, there can never be. Only one thing. Go on, I'll let you answer.
Okay, the husband that I'm letting go of, I've been letting go of her for about 15 years, and for 3 years now we've been living apart. How is that going to slide away? It just keeps sliding away, right? Just keeps sliding away. It's going to be a peaceful exit, don't you think? I mean, does he know? Does he feel it? Does he know that I don't want to be with him anymore?
I think he still has, what am I looking for? He still has a crush on you. He still has dreams for you. But I think he's more practical than you are. You know what I mean.
Yeah, and I have to be the one to present the papers.
I don't know whether that's the case. I think it might be a situation of speaking to him first, and it might be more amicable than you think it will be.
Oh, good. That's what I want.
Right? And whether you should do it before or after you meet this twin flame, I honestly can't advise you.
Gotcha.
You know, that's something you have to make a decision. That's a material decision, spiritual decision.
I understand.
Okay?
Yes.
All I can say to you, the reason why I gave you a 6th of June, and I'll accept the 5th of June, but I know that the 6th of June will also mean something, is I've got around the June time between, and you've already said about the 30th, so I would say between the 6th and the 30th of June is that time when you'll meet. And the reason why I'm giving such a big time span is if I told you it was 11th, right, for example, 11th of May, you would go out on the 11th of May and you would look for this guy.
Right.
Right? Right? Which would quite literally spoil the whole thing.
Right.
Because you wouldn't bump into him because you'd be looking for him.
Right.
And the reason why I give you the month and quite a wide age date is because you need to meet him by casual serendipity.
Right.
Okay, and that's why I can give you a range date.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm, Alan, I'm very aware of serendipity, too. So I just want to let you know I'm very aware of serendipity and about
the... Why do you think I said it?
I'm sorry?
Why do you think I said it?
Cool. Okay, good. I don't like to push anything. All right. It's all on God's time. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for clearing some energies up for me about the white unicorn. That's perfect.
No problem at all, Lionel. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Keep in touch
evening.
With us and let us know.
I will. I will. Yeah, I love this show. Thank you.
Oh,
take care.
You're welcome. We love you. Bye-bye.
I'm going to...
Oh, Phil, that is so nice. And I love hearing that when people really like listening and they, you know, get a lot of good learning and messages from us. I mean, that's why we do the show. I'm going to take this caller. He's been waiting or she's been waiting over an hour. So it's 4463. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
What is your name, please?
Jill.
Hi, Jill. Oh, we're so sorry. We know that we've had so many callers on the board, and it's, you know, we don't like our listeners or callers to wait this long. But how can we help you this evening, Jill?
You know, it's Thanksgiving, and I have two older sisters that are not very nice to me. So one sister traveled across country to spend Thanksgiving with the other sister, and I feel like they're doing it on purpose to hurt me. Do you get anything on this?
You know, I'm going to take this real quick, and then I'll hand it to see what Phil thinks.
Okay.
You know what? I feel there's a lot of jealousy and animosity in the family, and I hate feeling that way because I believe families, and, you know, there's so much dynamic.
Bonnie, can I
yes,
just interrupt there? Your whatever's happening with your system is reverberating. It's coming through, coming over like a very bad echo.
Well, I think it's the caller. Jill, do you have anything on? Do you have a computer next to your phone? Because
no.
It wasn't happening before.
No.
Okay. Are you listening? Let's see if this will be better. Because it wasn't happening, and I can't figure out. I haven't changed anything on my end. I'm going to try talking and seeing if maybe it is, you know, maybe between this these computers. But I'm so sorry if all of you are hearing this. We're going to try clearing it up. But, Jill, what
I'm seeing... It sounds fine to me.
Oh, okay. What I do want to tell you is this. I feel like there's a lot of animosity and a lot of jealousy in that in your family. I'm not quite sure why. Sometimes three is a funny number. We always say 2, 4, 6 because everybody can pair off. Three is a tough number to be with, and it takes some work. And one sister might resonate with the other better, and the other one feels left out. But I feel like there's been some arguments and some infighting in your family. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's so much on purpose, Jill. Is that they are paired up. And if I were you, and this would be me, and I am so sorry, because you hate to say this, you want everybody to love each other the same. If I were you, I would just carry on. Because what I can feel is you're so upset and that you're really very hurt that they do this. And I'm going to tell you that that brings negative energy, and that can help. That can also harm your health. So if I were you, I think I talked about in the beginning of the show that, you know, I can hear myself too, Phil, so I'm sorry. I hope everybody can put up with this. But, Jill, what I would do if I were you is I would start looking at your friends and making good friends and using them as family. As soon as you do that, all of that negative will disappear, and you're going to see your sisters. They'll only have each other. They won't be able to talk about you or fuel the fire with you, and you might see that there will be a chance of reconciliation down the road. Does that make sense?
What I don't understand is my oldest sister had to be the only child. She robbed us of everything. I mean everything. And they're friends, and they get along when I never did anything to my sister.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
I don't saying. It's like backwards.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because if that's how the energy that they're bringing in, that shouldn't be your energy. And if you cannot find a common thread, the three of you, the two of them are paired up right now. And I would so suggest that if leave it alone, because I can feel how much angst you have. As soon as they realize that you don't care, but of course you care because you're a sister, but that they see that you're not jealous or upset or, you know, are going to, so they can talk about you, you're going to move on, and they're going to see that, and you're going to see that in the future, they're going to not understand how you can do without them, and you are going to actually reconciliate down the road, if you can do this. But while the three of you have so much negative energy, and it's towards you, I understand, then it is going to be impossible to fuse together all three. So if I were you...
I'm the one in the family that never did anything to anybody, really.
I know, Jill, and I'm going to tell you because I know how sweet and hurt you are, but the only way that you can move on from this is to look at some friends as relatives,
okay,
versus the relatives right now. Do you have friends that you can do that with?
You know, I need to change up. I've been doing a lot of healing, and I need to change up all my relationships.
Yes,
because of
and
my family, I didn't have good boundaries. I bit my tongue too many times, and they either have to change or I can't be, you know, I've got to start all over
That's
again.
Right. Well, what I would do is I would tell you what I would do, because I'm a big family person, but I do know the drama of families. So, in fact, I had that in my own family, so I understand. But as soon as somebody drops the drama and you move on, you will see a different energy come in. Because once you change, they'll change. Because energy is what gives us everything. So if you stop the negative energy and you only look on the bright side and you walk away and say, you know what, if we can't get along, I'm find people that I can that love me for who I am. I am going to tell you right now, you're going to change the energy in your relationship, which will change the energy in theirs. So I can only tell you, and I hope that you listen, you are doing a lot of healing. One of the healing that you have to do is to let go. And when you let go and give all your love and energy to your friends or find friends, you're going to be happy. And the minute you're happy, you're going to see those two sisters come back. So the only advice I can give you is to just keep healing, move forward in your relationship, and you are going to see a big difference in your energy and theirs. So I hope I've helped you, Jill. Have I helped
you? Yes, you have.
All right, well,
yes.
Call me back. Know where I am. Call Phil and I and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Jill.
Okay. Hi, Phil. I'm going to take, I've got a couple other callers, and then we can get back to our conversation, but I'm going to talk to 2340. 2340, you are on this evening. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Bonnie and Phil are both here to help you. How can I help you or Phil help you this evening?
Like you were talking about with the last call, like the energy, like letting go. I've been doing that. Like my energy is like changing every day, letting go of things, relationships and stuff like that with friends and family and stuff like that. I was wondering whatever you can pick up for the positive for like relationship long term with me, if you can pick up anything.
Can I have your name, please?
Sure. Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. I think we talked yesterday. Can you tell me what you want to ask specifically?
What's coming in around me for a long-term relationship around December, Christmas, New Year's, or the next couple months?
And what are you doing to draw that to you?
Doing my own thing, hanging out with close friends and stuff like that.
Okay, have you met anybody? Are you talking? You're talking about a gentleman, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have somebody in mind?
I do.
Yeah. I know you have someone in mind because I believe that you. What is it? How do you know him? Did you meet? Did you meet him through friends or at work?
Long time friends. He knows me since I was a kid.
Okay. And have you made any advances or arrangements to let him know how you feel?
Yes, he knows.
Okay. I think, and he has a commitment issue, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he had, I had heartaches and stuff like that in our past.
Yeah. Be patient with him. He seems like I really believe he seems like a nice man. He's kind of distant, and I think that it's going to take a while because he has been hurt a lot, and I think you're going to get over a lot of your angst before he will. I would, if it was me and I were giving you advice, and I am giving you advice, I would tell you to go slow with this guy. I know it's been a long time, and I know you don't want to go real slow, but this only way that you are going to even have a chance to do anything in the future with him is to show him that you're okay about being very close friends, maybe with privileges, close friends with note that you don't want a commitment from him right away, or commitment is not anything on the table right now or in the near future. So if you can handle that, Rosemaria, then I would continue to date him. But if you really want somebody that's going to rock your ship, I would be looking around and I would look for somebody else because I think you've thrown all your eggs in his basket, and I think there might be other baskets out there, if you know what I mean. I can tell you that you like him, and I can tell you that he likes you, but he's not going to commit very, very soon. So if you're looking for that, I would tell you to get on those social dating sites and put your name out there and let him know he isn't the only guy. So
I did that last summer.
Yeah, but
I did
that's
that
okay,
last summer.
He's not going to commit. I know, but he's not going to commit. He's not going to commit. So to me, if you keep doing it and you keep going out on dates, you're going to find your Mr. Right. Because he'll be hanging out and hanging out and hanging out. He's got a thing about that he was burned a lot. And I don't know that you're going to ever get him over that. So my big thing is he does like you. And if you don't mind having no commitment, you're okay. But I think the commitment is going to be, I think if you could hang in there for another 18 to 24 months, you might get a pull on him, but I'm going to tell you that if I were you and I I'm a girl and I know that I would want to have somebody that fell in love with me, that wanted me romantically, that didn't have a whole lot of angst about, being hurt and not wanting to commit. Everybody has baggage. At a certain age, everybody has baggage. So I would really, really try putting some really good things on your profile page and get out there, Rosemaria, and date and let him see that you're dating. And it might bring him closer to you. But I'm going to tell you, he's still not going to commit. And it's like I said, I see 18 months to 24 months before you even get anywhere. So if you can wait that long, you go ahead. But with me, I would be looking around.
Gotcha.
Does that make any sense? Well, you call us, let us know. I know it doesn't sound great for you, but the good news is he'll stick with you. He's not going to go anywhere, but you're just not going to have a commitment. It could be down in the future that you will, but I see at least 18 to 24 months if you're even going to get a crack in his, his demeanor. But that doesn't mean he doesn't like you. It just means you're not going to have a commitment. So if you're looking to really have a commitment and wanting somebody to be with you, and I don't know why you wouldn't want roses and flowers and, and I don't mean, that it's metaphorically that I'm saying this, and sparkles and stars, because you have great energy, Rosemaria. I would like to see you with somebody who has that much energy for you. But if you have a choice, You can go on those dating sites, which I recommend, because I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and let him know that if he can't commit, that you're going to have to start dating. But either way, you're going to be happy, because you'll wait for him or you won't. And so, but the good news is he's not going anywhere. So I hope I helped you.
Yeah, it's like I have to get relocated. That's why. It's like hard right now. So I'm like in the process of that's why.
Well, honey, you get relocated. You get relocated and you get your life relocated into the dating services and you go for it, girlfriend.
Got it. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Call us back. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, she's just such a delight. I really like her, and I know she's called, and we just love having her on. I'm going to take 7123. 7123. Hi, this is Bonnie and Phil. Who are we speaking with?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. What is your name?
Delphine.
Delphine. How are you, Delphine?
I'm good.
Well, Phil and I are here to serve, so please let us know what you'd like to know.
Well, I just wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me in terms of 2014 in regards to my love life?
Oh, in regards to your love life. Well, you know I love love. I will tell you that, have you had a relationship? Have you just gotten out of a relationship?
Well, it was one a while ago, like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if it was a long time ago, then I feel like you haven't really forgot it. So I don't know whether it was because you liked him and it was and you were sad that it ended, or it was the opposite. You just couldn't wait for it to end, but you keep thinking about it that you don't want to find anybody like him. I kind of think it's the first one. But what have you been doing, again, I'm going to ask, what have you been doing to attract love in 2014?
Well, I've been going out every once in a while because I've met someone, but I don't know if that's the one. I'm still having questions. I still have a question about him, so I don't know.
Well, there we go. Here's why I felt that you had somebody or you just had broken up with someone. I knew that you had somebody in mind. Your answer. Do you have a list that you go through, like a checklist of does he have this? Does he have this? Does he have this? Okay, Missy. Well, here was what I hear: that everybody can't have everything, Phil, on that checklist. And sometimes we have to look at the checklist, and we have to say to ourselves, "We have this checklist." They also have a checklist. So what questions do you, why you are hesitant is because there's some things on that checklist you don't like that he has, right?
You know what? Not really. I just don't know for sure if he's the one I'm supposed to, because we've been talking and we haven't gone out yet. So I don't, you know, people say things, that the right words, and people put on a facade, but I just really want to know.
Okay, let me ask a question. Have you seen him?
Yes, I have. We met about 2 weeks ago. We've been talking, and we're supposed to go out next week.
Okay, and so here's my suggestion. Why haven't you gone out in these 2 weeks?
Because of something comes up with him, and then something comes up with me. So we're just trying to find a somewhere where we can meet and just go out.
Because I feel like you really like him. I feel you're intrigued by him, but I feel you're also, again, with that checklist, I think you're hesitant. And here's my suggestion, because I think you like him, but when people like each other, they want to get together very frequently, and they want to get together, especially in the beginning, a lot. So I would assume that if you aren't, there are problems. And I don't mean that you know them yet, but maybe with him. So I would give this relationship a little bit before I would actually think, is he the one? okay, because I have some, you know, spirits saying to me that maybe he's not as available as you think. So
okay,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was trying to say, if he's not, then do you see someone coming up for 2014 for me, think of something real serious or long term?
You know what? You know what Spirit's saying to me? Yes, you won't be alone. But you need to put yourself out there. And again, I'm going to tell you, and oh my God, I probably every social media should be, you know, in my pocket here. But I really so believe in it. Watch your profile, change it every 3 months, change your picture, and you need to keep going out, because I see somebody walking in for you. And I don't know that if it's this guy. I just have a feeling he's not available. So if I were you, I would press on to make him take you out. Like maybe, yeah, money is so funny with people, because some people can't and they feel embarrassed and they don't have a whole lot to take you out with. So even just coffee's $1.25, or $2 if you go to a fancy place. Whatever it is, make him see you and make him do it frequently, because I have this feeling that you'll find out very soon about him. But I do see a really good love coming in 2014. And I kind of think it's not going to be in the beginning, but you need to put yourself out there. You need to put yourself on social media. And there's somebody, I can see him. He's got a huge heart. And he's laughing, so I think he probably has a really good sense of humor. I think he's tall. He's pretty big. How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Yeah. He's probably 6'1" that I see. And he's not skinny, and he's not fat, but he's jovial. I can feel that he's a really nice man. So if you find him, grab him, and you're going to be in love the minute you meet him. So he seems like a nice guy. And if it was me and I was you, I'd be putting myself out there on every site I could, and I would be accepting dates. I would be going out. Be careful. Be careful what you put on your profile. And, again, I'm going to tell you, just because you have to kiss a couple toads to get your prince, it's worth it. So I hope you listen and call us and let us know. But good luck. And, you know, I love love, and the holidays are coming. And just go have fun. Just start putting yourself out there and know that 2014 is going to be a great year for you. Okay, Delphine?
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, have a great evening, and we love you.
Thank
you. Del? Hi, Phil.
Hello, Bunny. Long time no speak to you. How you been keeping?
I have been keeping wonderful. I am going to take the next.
Good.
We have two more callers I want to get to, and then we are going to finish up our chapter on animal totems, because it's so important to me. Are you going? Let me take 7123. 7123, you're on. Hi, this is Bonnie. 7123. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just.
Nelson. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay, then I'm going to take 9992. 9992,
oh,
you're on.
Hey, it's Amy. I didn't have my hand raised, and I finally got on the I've been so busy, but I'm just listening. But I don't even have a question. I just want to get to the animal totem. So,
perfect. This is Phil. Oh, my goodness, Phil.
Phil gave me the reading with the three guys. So I'm still happy with that one. I'm still working on that one. So just mute me and talk about animal totems.
Well, now we want to find out, do you have an animal to ask Phil a question? You know, do you have an animal totem, anything that resonates with you?
Well, I mean, Bonnie knows that I have a dead husband and a dead brother who are very – I like them so much better dead than they were much better.
Oh,
like,
please.
Did them a
baby.
World
–
of good. I just love them. We get along
so much better. We're a bit more polite in the UK. We say passed over. because it sounds
well, I have to like calling them dead people dead. Because it's just, that's who they are, and it just, I mean, I'm trying to change the, you know how like the, you know, in ethnic culture, you know, in like urban America, you know, people use these words, and it, some people say it and it's okay, and some people say it's not okay. I mean it with the highest regard when I say dead people. I just want to be comfortable with death. But
Amy, I say it too, honey. I say it too.
Yeah,
the they're
just cute.
Alive,
I mean,
that's
I just like saying it. I just like saying it so people get comfortable with death. But anyway, I always know when my dead husband's around because dragonflies are around. I always know when my brother's around because some kind of unique bird will appear. But I don't think that has to do with it. And Bonnie and I were having this conversation a little bit earlier, you know, are those, because those things get my attention, are they my animal totems? Or I thought that animal totems really had more to do with what kind of animal energy we, you know, walked through life with.
The, as I said on the animal totem, what we have, whether it's our animal totem from cradle to grave, or whether they come in to help us with a life's lesson. Interestingly enough, a dragonfly or a damselfly, the meaning of that is the power of light. Now, that's an interesting one for you, because I feel that you have seen the light of recently. I know you say about them being dead, which again, yeah, I won't argue with them. They are dead. They have passed over. And it's terminology again. But I do feel that you have seen the light, and you do understand a lot more about the power of light and the power of spirit. Is that right?
Oh yeah, and it was totally from both of their final illnesses and their becoming dead people that I did. It was a total. I almost feel like they gave their lives for me, because they brought me life. You know, their dying brought me life. Brought me the bigger picture,
I understand that.
Just incredibly grateful to both of them for it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand that. I really do. Dragonflies mean the power of light. Now, if you can meditate, and I'm being told you don't really meditate as much as you should, if you meditate on that, as in actually see a dragonfly and actually concentrate on the power of light, you will find answers within that. Okay?
Oh, yeah. You know
because
what?
There's still quite
beautiful.
A few answers. Yeah.
That's actually beautiful, and it's actually interesting because, like, if Earth life starts getting like kind of mucked up by, you know, by just it gets like, you know, weird stuff's going, not weird stuff, but just like, you know, basic human stuff's going on. Like one time I got this flat tire, and that led to another, turned in a fairly simple mishap, started turning into this great big mishap, and all of a sudden this dragonfly came, including a dead battery, and this dragonfly came and sat on my dead battery, and I told the tow truck driver who was stuck in the sand, I don't want to take up too much time, I said, don't worry, Keith's here, he's going to fix everything, and suddenly my battery started without a jump, and the road ranger guy came and pulled him out of the sand, so it's like stuff like that, so I think that the presence of a dragonfly, whether it's Keith or whether it's whatever, it shifts the energy and lets me see the light, lets me see the bigger picture, you know. And then we can get out of the problem and into the solution. Like that's kind of the thing that happens now is when dragonflies appear, solutions.
Come
and
about.
Of course, it's kind of whimsical for me to think, oh, it's my dead people helping me, but it's bigger than that.
Amy, if it helps you and if it works for you, then that's fine. If other people don't like it, that's their issue, not yours. If it
well,
works,
I mean, that's kind of the thing that I like it. I like, you know, I like trying to bring the light to people and, you know, I think that it's easier for them to wrapped over, instead of having to, you know, engage in this whole metaphysical discussion about all this stuff, if I just say, oh, yeah, Keith came and fixed it, you know, like it's bippity-boppity-boo magic, it's just, you know, it's just kind of easier.
Have you seen the film? Have you watched the film Dragonfly with Kevin Costner?
No, I heard about it. I'm not a big film person, but I have heard about it, and I need to.
Yeah.
So I will.
Yes, I would watch that because you'll find that very interesting. You will find certain answers to questions that circulate around you at the present moment. And there's another film that I would advise you to watch, and that one's called Hereafter. Stars Matt Damon. You've seen that one, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Matt Damon.
I had to sit there and just watch it over and over and over again. I was so captivated by it because that was
But you will find Dragonfly to be a similar sort of film that will help you answer questions that are still needing to be answered.
Wow. Amy, get your television on because I mean he gets movies and songs and they're amazing. So Amy, get your television and watch that movie or come next time you come we'll turn it on.
Yeah, I'll come watch it with you, exactly. Or watch it with you again. Watch it, go home and watch it and then watch it again. But good. Well, that was just really beautiful and very informative. It was very informative.
Helpful.
I get the message, yeah.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Amy, and we're going to continue.
Perfect.
You're going to listen? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on. Hello?
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 Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What is your name?
Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you this evening?
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Phil. I'm doing great, thank you.
Hi, Marie.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi. I am going through a spiritual awakening, and I love this topic. I actually attended a spiritual workshop a few months ago and went through a guided meditation to find my animal totem. And it was interesting because the first animal that appeared to me was a wolf. But the wolf came and went, and then there was a dog, and then there was a spider monkey. Now, 24 hours later, I went back to the second day of the workshop, and believe it or not, there was a wolf in the parking lot, and I was just blown away. Apparently, there was a wolf rescue, and they were having their own little workshop in the same hotel, but what were the chances of seeing this wolf? I've never seen a wolf in person, and it was just an amazing experience. But I do have a question. A month before that, maybe a couple months before this workshop, I had stayed at a friend's house, and when my friend got up to go to work, and it was probably 9 a.m., there was an owl sitting on the hood of my car.
Wow.
And I thought, I mean, owls are nocturnal. You don't usually see them in daylight. And it was sitting on the hood of my car.
I'm going to hand this over to Phil because I have my own thoughts about it, but I know he is the expert. So, Phil, you go ahead because I think that's what we were going to get into about totems that show up and totems that, you know, that come and to give you a message. And this is the perfect example. I love Marie because she's a perfect example of one of those. So I'm going to hand her to you.
I love you too.
Thanks.
Hi, Marie. Are you okay?
Hi. So it was this beautiful, beautiful, mature owl. And my friend said that as soon as he walked out, the owl turned, looked at him, and flew away, and he must have had a wingspan of like 6 or 7 feet. I mean, it was huge.
Yes. Yeah, certainly the bigger owls are really big animals. Which one do you think is your primary animal totem? The one that's with you all the time?
My gut tells me it's the dog. But I do, there was something about this little spider monkey that was so cute and brought me comfort.
Okay.
But I would say the dog overall.
Unfortunately, I haven't got anything on the monkey. I thought I did, but I haven't. I'll have to find that myself. But if you look at dogs, the main thing with dogs is faithful and protection. Now, I would expand that a bit more, and I would say you've got, with a dog, is unconditional love. Because a dog is the only animal who loves its owner more than it loves itself. It would sacrifice itself for its owner. A dog is always, always faithful. We've known dogs to be beside someone that's been knocked over and killed in a road accident. We've known dogs that stay with the people when they've passed away in the house.
Yeah.
There's so many stories about dogs looking after, protecting, and even stories of in cemeteries where a dog has stayed on the gravestone of someone that's passed away, their owner has passed away. So dogs is a very keen one. I would say with you, and I'm not going to predict in the sense of knowing who's your primary spirit guide, or sorry, who's your primary animal totem. But what resonated with me more so than the dog was the wolf, and it was a timber wolf. Now, when I say a timber wolf, I'm talking about a whitish-type coat dog.
Yes,
wolf.
And this was the one that I saw and actually got to pet, and the wolf with me was a white, silver, but more
timber
white
wolf.
Yep.
Now, the meaning for a wolf is guardianship, for some reason I can't be able to spell that, say that at the moment, loyalty and spirit, ritual, that's it, ritual. All of a sudden I get a word that I couldn't pronounce, it's ritual, loyalty and spirit. That to me is about your awakening ship. It's about, with a wolf, it is very much being the protector, being the, said to a lady yesterday about wolf was, for her, was to make decisions. For you, it's more about looking at the wider scene. It's more about being more involved and very, being involved in things, but being involved in a very important level. It's not just like going to these workshops, but being involved in them, even at some point, helping people produce workshops. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, on the owl, which is the last one that you spoke about, the owl is mystery of magic, omens, silent wisdom, and night visions. Now, the reason why I see the owl is coming in and sitting on the car, it was for you, it was about knowledge, it was about wisdom, about you opening up and looking inside yourself for more spiritual connection and more awareness and spirit. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Now, the owl, when it came about, was that some time that you really got into, or you, not really got into, but you've, I feel as though you stepped up a level, or you moved up a level when the owl came around. It was either the end, or it was the beginning of the move in levels.
Beginning,
yes?
Definitely.
It was the beginning, right, okay.
Beginning.
And that gave you an indication that you were more spiritually aware. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, the reason why it seems that you've got three or four spirit guides is because you'll have more around you, more animal totems around you when you're going through such a big change. Am I right in saying that your family are not really spiritually connected or not really spiritually minded?
Not as much as I am, no. My spiritual awareness really became strong when my mom passed away.
Yes, yeah. That happens to a lot of us. We have a life-changing episode in our life that brings about a more questioning outlook of where we are, what we are, and how we are. And that then, if we're in the right place at the right time, we can get spiritually opened up and spiritually aware of ourselves. Not of spirit, but aware of ourselves and how we can connect into spirit and understand spirit.
But spirits too, because after my mom passed away, I felt like I'm, and she comes to me in dreams.
Yes. Yeah.
So I feel like I'm connecting with spirit as well.
Yes. But I feel that she comes to you in dreams to keep you aware that she hasn't left you.
Right.
The whole thing about spiritualism, not as a religion, but as an understanding about spirit, is that we understand and we are aware that our loved ones never leave us. They might leave us in the physical realm, they might leave us in the physical human form, but in the spiritual form, in the spiritual awareness, they sometimes come back and say hello to us, or they can be with us and guide us and help us and inspire us. And every now and again, when we're at a low ebb or when we need that extra comfort, they step in and say hello to us, just to make sure that we're still aware that they're with us. And I do feel that you get... I feel as though you feel that someone sit on your bed every so often. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. And I was just going to mention to you what really is happening a lot is lights flickering.
Yes. Yeah. And it's about... making you aware that they are around you. You will notice more of these sort of things, and it's not to frighten you, but to make you aware that they are with you. They're like saying hello.
And I feel like someone playing with my hair when I'm laying down or when I'm sitting and meditating.
Yeah.
I can
feel. Is that similar
feel...
to how your mum used to do it? Used to comb your hair or brush your hair?
Yes, yes. And sometimes I have a cousin who passed away when we were both young. I was 15 and she was 12. And for the longest, it's been so many years since her passing. And at times when I'm meditating and I feel someone touching my hair, I feel her.
Yes.
Because I remember we used to play with each other's hair and at first I thought I was crazy, but I can't help the message that I get, that it's her.
Yes. No, I'm being told it happens around you when you need that extra bit of comfort, that extra support.
Yes, and I've been needing it lately. I'm going through a separation,
it's to let you know, especially when you're going through a separation or divorce or whatever, that you're not on your own. You've not been left behind. And forgive me for saying this. I know it's a term that a lot of women don't like, and some men obviously don't like. You are not being left on the shelf.
Right,
yeah?
Right.
Do you understand that?
I do. No, I definitely do. I initiated the separation, but but it does scare me. I don't want to be alone.
Can I just ask? I mean,
come on, buddy.
I'm not even gonna. you are doing, I mean, I'm going to let you talk, Phil, but I just, somebody came in, and that's just what I wanted to ask her before I, you know, I forget as soon as spirit comes and if I don't give the message. Somebody is handing me, it looks like a big white pearl, like a big white pearl. So I don't know, it's huge in their hand, so I don't know if it's a pearl, but I keep hearing pearl. Do you have a pearl, or did your mom say somebody named Pearl, or do you have a pearl that your mom gave you?
I have two pearl necklaces that belong to, well, actually one belonged to my grandmother and one was my mom's.
Okay, so is one bigger than, and then I'm going to hand you right back to Phil, because just I just want you to know that they, to give you confirmation that they are with you, like Phil does. Do you have a, is one bigger than the other? Is your mother's pearl big? They're showing me a big pearl, so I'm not quite sure what that means.
No, the one big piece of stone that I still have that did belong to my mom was an amethyst ring.
Yeah, no, they're showing me, she's handing me one single pearl, so I'm not sure. Maybe
my grandmother did leave me a pearl ring, which unfortunately I lost on an airplane years and years ago, back in the 80s. And I was really upset when I realized it slipped off my finger, and I had no way of retrieving it.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you back to Phil, but I just did want you to know that this person was just handing me a pearl, and I love pearls. I mean, but it wasn't straight a pearl. It was just a big pearl handed me in her hand. So, okay, go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry. I didn't want to break your concentration because I don't like butting in, but you know I do. But I have to.
Sorry. I appreciate
No, Bonnie, it was nice. And I think you hit on a message there for Marie about her receiving a new ring.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yes, I thought you would. That's why I kept quiet then. It might not be a pearl, but because of what you were saying to Bonnie and the fact that you'd lost a pearl ring, although you understood the pearl necklace, that you'd lost it, and it doesn't mean that pearl ring is going to come back, but I do believe it is a new ring coming back. Or a new ring coming to you.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Now, you know, a ring can be a ring, and you ladies all like rings and jewelry and all the rest. But I do say, it's not for me to say an engagement. It's not for me to say that a Jackman's going to put a ring on your finger. But I do feel that a ring is going to come to you. Now, it could be an inheritance rather than an actual proposal or a gift, but I do see that quite a valuable ring will be in your possession. Possession. Okay. Can you take... Ooh. Right, I've got a date and I'm trying to work out. I've either got the 6th or I've got the 8th of August.
Wow.
Can you take those two dates?
August is my birthday.
Okay. That's interesting.
The month of June was my mom's birthday.
Okay. All right. So what I would suggest on that is between June and August, this ring or a ring, I don't say how it is because, again, they're not that specific, but they're showing me a ring, will be in your possession. Possession? I keep going on possession, position. Right. I'm not too sure why they're saying position rather than the possession. Okay. All I can say is your position going to change. Now, whether that's a job position or whether that's a position in the country or position in the house, Bonnie is the one for love, sex, and relationships, so I don't think it's that position that I'm talking about. I'm not too sure what the position is, but Spirit keeps saying to me, position, position, position. So what I would say to you on that is there's two things that are going to occur next month, next year, and between June and August, you're going to have in your possession a new ring, and between the same time, you're going to have a new position, as in a job position. Do you understand that?
It's definitely possible.
Okay. Well,
wondering if that might mean that I will be getting back together with my husband, because that's up in the air too.
I don't know. I mean, Bonnie is the love romance guru, not myself, and she's far better at answering that question than me. Go on, Bonnie.
Well, I would love to. I am so excited you said that, because I'll tell you, when Phil said position, of course, I can go through the different positions if it was, you know, if you were having an issue. But I know that you're not. So I'm going to clean it up, because, you know, that's what I have to do.
Oh, you don't have to.
And
you don't have to clean it up.
And what I got when Phil said that, believe it or not, is the position of your relationship is going to change. And so I feel that I feel either one of two things are going to happen, that either the position of your relationship is going to change, meaning that you're going to go back to being the husband and wife, or your position is going to change, meaning you're going to, you know, move on. So, you know, I kind of feel that you really didn't want the separation, but it was something you had to do. Am I correct?
True. On an individual, for me as an
right.
individual, because I was too stagnant. I wasn't, it was vital.
And he, right, I see that. And he really didn't want that. And he's really trying, even though it's not in his personality, and you know that especially when you get involved with people who are really much more, and I don't love the word stifling, because some people like being stifled. They like having somebody on top of them all the time. And I don't mean, you know, that way. I mean, you know, and knowing what they want. But I'm going to tell you, your husband is really, I don't feel he's a bad man. I feel like he's trying, and he just doesn't, he can't figure it out. And I think that one of two things, I don't feel you don't love him either. So that is going to play a big part in what happens this summer. And I believe in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. And I will tell you that the best thing in the whole world that I love is when two people are meant to be together and they find a way to work it out. And what's funny is you hear me on the show, and I don't know if you've heard the show before, but I'm very specific about not being with a man or a woman, in a man's case, that is going to be dangerous, deceptive, you know, cold. I don't like that. I like love, harmony, and happiness. But I feel like in your situation that the bill is out yet. I think you're trying to work out what you want in life and how you can make it work, and he's working out how he cannot lose you but still keep his identity. And I think, you know what, I really feel that you have a good shot at making this work out. I don't feel, and again, when you first came on, I felt like you were attached. So I'm going to tell you that if you want it to work, I think there's a good possibility that you can find yourself and be a free spirit individually and together, because I don't think just because you're a free spirit, I'm married and I do whatever I want, because my husband really knows I'm a free spirit, and if I wasn't, I wouldn't be here, and I've been here for a very long time. So there are people that will allow you that space, and I think you're going to be trying to work this out. It's going to be up to you, though, because I think that he doesn't want to lose you, and I believe that there's always chances in life, as long as, one, you're protected, two, you're not being hurt, three, emotionally not being hurt, and four, being able to live what your journey of your spirit is here for. And I don't,
exactly.
I just don't feel like, yeah, I don't feel like he doesn't want you to do that. I feel like he's trying really hard and trying to work it out in his brain how he can do this for you.
Yes, no, and he actually verbally expresses that to me. We actually spoke last night, and he's definitely ready to give it another shot, and I'm the one who's like, well, I don't know.
You know what? I gotta tell you something. I just don't feel you don't love him, and you know what? I think that you really want to find yourself, and I think that there's a way to do it together. I don't know that if you need any more time, but I do feel I believe in love, and I believe that you give everything a chance till it doesn't work anymore. And so if somebody, I will tell you, especially with my daughter, she just broke up with her boyfriend, and I said, please don't go back, even though they've tried a couple times. And that's because a snake, to me, never changes their stripes, or whatever that saying is. And he's not
right.
a bad guy, he's not a snake, but he is very possessive. And no matter how many times he cries and says he can't, cries and he wants her back and cries, he's not going to do it again. A month later, a week later, a day later, he's back to the same thing. Because it's in their personality. It really is. But what I feel about your husband is that he really is going to try to change. And I don't think, when I look at him, I don't think he's not going to change. You know, I could see people in relationships, and I would tell you, well, you know, you can go back, but you're going to be doing this again in 6 months. With him, I don't
you're right. Yeah. You're right. And I have to tell you, when you just mentioned your daughter and her possessive ex-boyfriend. During the separation, I met someone and I realized, oh my God, this man is possessive.
Yeah.
Which
and your
I
husband,
was not used to because my husband was never that way.
Yeah. And the thing is, I feel he will work the rest of his life trying not to lose you. And that is a quality that I would really, really think about before you're ready to give that up. You know,
you're right.
You know, I hope I've helped you, and please call us and let us know. You know, please, we want to hear more. Everybody's going to go through trials and tribulations. Not everybody's the same. I think, and I see this, the Spirit's telling me, if you remind him, honey, I really need this, so step back for a little bit. Or can I, you know, I really want to include you in this, but it's something I got to do myself when you're married and together again, if that's what you decide. He will give you that space. He is not, he's really, really, really in love with you. So, again, I love love. I love relationships, romance, and hey, any positions you want, I'll give them to you. But give us a call and please spice up your sex life. Spice up that life. Start letting them give you flowers. Let them sprinkle some chocolates about. You've got holidays coming up. If you want to try again, that would be great. And if you don't, fine. But, you know, spice up what you've got there, because I also see that that's going to really help the two of you out. So, again, I'm here every Friday and Saturday with Phil, my absolutely wonderful co-host. I am on Tuesday and Wednesday with Susan, so my absolute co-host. So, Susan Z. Rich. So please, especially since it's on the show, call us back and let us know. We love hearing from our listeners and calls.
I will. Thank you both. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so thank you for the owl definition as well. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Marie. Have a wonderful evening.
You both.
And good luck.
As well. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Phil?
Yes, Bunny? Yes,
hi.
Bunny? Yes, Bunny? Yes, Bunny?
Hi, Bunny.
You do realize in the United States, sorry, in the United Kingdom at the moment, it's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, I know you would stay up for all our listeners and callers, and what I really know is that you'd stay up for me because I'm your host,
well,
and you wouldn't let down.
Are we still talking about positions, or are we moving on from other things now? Because I'm just getting a bit concerned.
Well, we are absolutely not talking about positions. Yes, I do know that. I do just want to let the listeners know I'm a nurse, a nurse and counselor, and I've been doing that for a long time. But we have about 4 or 5 minutes left, and we are going to take our minds right into animal totems. So, you know, you had those last three. I want you to kind of try to wrap it up quickly with them, because our people love this animal totem, and we, you know, and we really love doing shows that people resonate with, and, you know, we can always add more shows on animal totems, and, you know, I could talk ad libitum about animals and animals that come in for us, but I'd love you to wrap that up, Phil, because you do have your modules out there. So can you tell us, you know, a little bit more about
I will try to, Bonnie. The animal totem meetings. Every animal has a powerful spirit. Every animal has its own talents. A study of its talents will reveal the kind of medicine, magic, and power it can help you to develop within your own life. Every animal has its speciality. Lifelong power animals are usually wild, not domesticated animals. The animal chooses the person, not the other way around. Many believe that they can just choose an animal and start communicating with it. Usually ego gets in the way at these times, and the individual chooses the animal he or she believes to be the most glamorous and powerful rather than what is harmonious to the individual. The results are ineffective and often frustrating. No animal is worse than any other animal. Every animal medicine is unique. You will find the greatest success in the animal that comes to you. You must develop a relationship with your totem. To communicate with them demands respect. You must learn their point of view. Totems don't just warm to you immediately. They must learn to trust you and your limitations, and you must learn to trust them and their limitations. This takes time, patience, and practice. You must honor your totem for its medicine to be effective in your life. The more you honor them, the more significance you will give your life, the more powerful and effective they become. Your imagination is the real key to your totem. Once you learn to work with the medicine of your power animal, it then becomes a doorway to connecting with others of the animal realm. You are not limited to just one totem. Each can teach or add something to your life that others can't. Working with your power animal will help teach you how to align with others. Through your power animal, you learn to align with your shape, shift to the energies of other animals and beings. Although there is only one or even several totems that are the strongest in your life and will remain with you through most of it, others do play a role. You may have a totem for a day. You may have a totem that assists you through a particular rough period in your life. You are likely to have different totems for different areas of your life. There's no limit to the totems you can work with. The key through is to connect strongly and fully with at least one. This expands and a consciousness and opens the bridge to others more easily. The whole list of animals, insects, reptiles, and birds on the what each one went. The summary of the lesson: the Native American culture has much to teach us concerning respect for Mother Earth and the animal kingdom. You could learn to locate and contact your totem animal when needed for strength, support, guidance, and comfort. That's it, Bonnie.
I am so happy. It's perfect because we have 50 seconds left. I just want to say goodbye and thank you to our callers and listeners and to my favorite co-host, Phil Renton, and you can find out how to get a hold of us. We told you, PhilRentonMedium.com, Phil Renton Spirit Medium on Facebook. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. We will see you here next Friday at 7 and next Saturday at 7. Just remember, everyone, love is in the airwaves, and we love you. Phil, do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, good evening, good morning, and good night.
Good night, everyone. We love you. Please be safe. Please be happy. And we'll talk to you or see you, hear from you next week. Bye-bye.